天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的节目，我是主持人小环。那我们现在正在学习的系列是奇异恩典。听众朋友们，不知道你们在生活中有没有过这样的经历，很多时候呢会觉得自己的痛苦没有人会了解，或者说圣经上的那些人物都是属灵巨人，我们也根本没有办法跟他们相比，他们也不会有我们的痛苦的。可是事实真的是这样吗？为什么圣经上会说恩典在软弱的人身上显为完全呢？那保罗的这个软弱又是什么呢？我们又可以从中学习到哪些呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们预备心，一起来学习神的话语吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad that you have joined us today.
很开心在今天和你相聚。
We are in the middle of a series of messages entitled The Awesomeness of God's Grace.
我们正在分享一系列关于上帝奇妙恩典的信息。
And I want to begin today by telling you a story.
我想用一个故事来作为今天信息的开始。
Back in 1973,
让我们回到1973年。
Two young students were making a 600-mile trip from Sydney to Melbourne in Australia.
在澳大利亚，有两个学生从悉尼旅行到墨尔本。
There were no highways back then.
那个时候还没有高速公路。
Only one lane traveling in each direction.
每个方向只有一条车道。
They were driving a very small and slow car.
他们开了一辆很小很慢的破车。
For some time on the road to Melbourne, they were stuck behind a slow-moving truck.
在去墨尔本的路上，他们被一辆很慢的卡车给堵住了。
He began to make an effort to pass the slow-moving truck.
于是他们想要超过那辆车。
But sure enough, another car or a truck would show up heading straight at him.
但总是有另外一辆车或另一辆卡车迎面出现在他们的前面。
So he would have to get back into his lane immediately behind the truck again.
于是他们必须立即回到卡车后面。
That went on for a little longer than his patience would tolerate.
一直是这样，他们的耐性渐渐被磨光了。
Finally, he got his chance.
终于，他们等到了一个机会。
There was enough straight road and no oncoming traffic that he could see.
有很长的一段直路，视野范围内也没有过来的车辆。
So he pushed on the accelerator.
于是他们开始提速。
He was almost around the truck when another truck popped over the ridge, heading right at him.
正当他们即将要超过那辆卡车时，忽然冒出了另一辆卡车，迎面向他们开过来。
He put the car in second gear and pushed the gas pedal to the floor like he had never done before.
于是他立即换成二档，将油门踩到底，这是他以前从未做过的。
They felt the car surging forward with a rush of reserve power that they did not know it had.
借着这股他们以前并不知道的积蓄的力量，车子快速飞驰起来。
That rush of reserved power glided them safely back into safety.
也正是这股积蓄的力量使他们化险为夷。
In a spiritual sense, that's the promise of God to the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:9.
从属灵的角度来说，保罗觉得这就是神的应许，在哥林多后书12:9中所说。
He said, "My strength is made perfect for you, for my power is perfect in weakness."
我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
a rich reserve of spiritual and supernatural grace power is reserved for the time of spiritual emergency.
丰富积蓄的属灵恩典就是为着灵里的紧急情况而准备的。
At some point in our lives, each of us has known circumstances that felt like a truck coming right at us over the ridge.
在我们的生命中，每一个人都会经历到某种类似迎面有卡车向我们冲过来的紧急情况。
And most likely we were fearful and panicked.
我们很有可能会因恐惧而慌了阵脚。
At some point in our lives, each of us experience a time of pain, disappointment, or loss.
有时我们会经历到痛苦、失望或是迷惘。
At those times, most likely we feel desperate.
在那个时候，我们常会感到绝望。
Whether that desperation is felt as a result of the loss of a loved one,
无论是因为我们失去了挚爱的亲人
or the loss of hope,
还是因为失去了盼望
or the loss of money,
或是金钱
or the loss of health,
或是健康
or the deep betrayal by a friend,
或是经历朋友的背叛
or whatever other loss you may have experienced,
或是一种你从未体验过的损失。
When these trucks in life come bearing down over the ridge, we can do one of two things.
当任何这样的卡车出现在我们生命中时，我们可以有两个选择。
We can either panic and get into a mess.
要么惊慌失措，陷入困境。
Or we can draw upon the grace of God that is given to us and allow Him to pull us into safety.
要么就从神给我们的恩典中支取力量，让他带我们得到平安。
If you have just tuned in, we are in the midst of a series of messages on the awesomeness of the grace of God.
如果你刚刚才开始收听我们的节目，现在我们正在分享关于奇异神恩的一系列信息。
We saw in the first broadcast the God of grace in the Garden of Eden.
在第一次节目中，我们看了神在伊甸园中的恩典。
We saw how graciously He dealt with Adam and Eve's disobedience.
我们看到他是怎样用恩典来对待亚当和夏娃的悖逆的。
Then in Ephesians chapter 2,
在以弗所书第二章,
we saw how we are saved by grace alone.
我们看到自己是怎样单单凭着恩典得救的。
In our last broadcast,
在上次节目里,
we saw what it means to fall from grace.
我们看了什么叫做从恩典中坠落。
Today, I want to talk to you about the sufficiency of the grace of God.
今天我想和大家谈谈恩典够用这个话题。
And I'm going to ask you to bring your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
请大家翻开圣经哥林多后书十二章。
And we're going to read the first 10 verses.
我们会读前十节的经文。
Are you ready?
如果你们准备好了。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。我自夸固然无益，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主的显现和启示。我认得一个在基督里的人，他前14年被提到第三层天上去，或在身内我不知道，或在身外我也不知道，只有神知道。我认得这人，或在身内，或在身外，我都不知道，只有神知道。他被提到乐园里，听见隐秘的言语，是人不可说的。为这人我要夸口，但是为我自己，除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。我就是愿意夸口，也不算狂，因为我必说实话，只是我禁止不说，恐怕有人把我看高了，过于他在我身上所看见所听见的，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺夹在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的， 因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Paul obviously was facing some sort of truck that showed up in the horizon of his life.
这里的保罗似乎正在面对生命中的一辆卡车。
What kind of a truck was bearing down on him?
是怎样的一辆卡车呢？
What was that thorn in the flesh that Satan sent to him to torment him?
那根撒旦为攻击他而放在他身上的刺究竟是什么呢？
We do not know.
我们不知道。
No one knows.
也不会有人知道。
There are lots of speculations, as you can imagine.
你或许可以有很多想象。
Some people say that because he mentioned the flesh, it must be a weakness in his moral character.
有些人说，因为他提到过肉体，大概是指他道德上的一处弱点。
Others have said that it was...A malaria that he picked up in the mosquito-infested swamps of lower coastal Asia Minor.
还有人说是他在小亚细亚沿岸那些蚊虫繁衍的沼泽地染上的疟疾。
Still others suggested that Paul suffered from epilepsy.
也有人说是保罗得的麻风病。
Some scholars have said that it must have been a speech deficiency.
或者是口齿障碍。
Because he said in 1 Corinthians 2:1 that he could not speak with eloquence.
因为他在哥林多后书二章一节中提到自己没有好口才。
Still others have said that Paul must have been inflicted with guilt over his fellow Jews refusing to believe in the Messiah.
还有人说是保罗因为自己的同胞不肯信靠弥赛亚而深深负疚的原因。
Probably one of the most plausible explanation is that he had a serious eye infection.
也许最可靠的解释就是他有严重的眼疾。
The eye infection restricted his sight and caused him a great deal of embarrassment.
使他的视力严重受影响，令他非常尴尬不便。
He tells us in the letter to the Galatians, chapter 6, verse 11,
在加拉太书六章十一节中，他告诉我们
that he was signing his name with large letters.
他用很大的字来签名。
Whatever that thorn in the flesh was, we know one thing for sure.
但不论这根刺是什么，我们知道一件事。
It was no minor irritation.
就是这是非同小可。
It was no silly inconvenience.
并不是小小的不方便而已。
It was not just missing something he felt that he needed.
也不是失去一样东西。
This thorn caused the Apostle Paul physical torment and embarrassment.
这根刺使保罗身体饱受煎熬。
I say that because of what he said in 2 Corinthians 11.
我这么说是因为他在哥林多后书十一章中说道。
There he tells us about some horrendous sufferings that he went through.
他经过了极大的痛苦。
From being beaten to hunger to the rest of it.
从被鞭打到挨饿受冻，还有许多。
Yet Paul never asked to be delivered from any of these.
然而保罗从未请求神把这一切挪去。
But he persisted in prayer regarding this one thing, whatever that was.
但他也不断为着一根刺来祷告。
It is no accident that God the Holy Spirit, who authored the scripture, did not tell us specifically what the problem was.
我想圣灵没有清楚地告诉我们这问题到底是什么，这绝非偶然。
The Holy Spirit left that out deliberately.
圣灵是有意要这样的。
Why?
为什么?
So that all of those who go through any form of suffering,
其实是为了所有经历各样苦难的人,
can identify with the Apostle Paul's affliction,
都可以在保罗身上找到自己的影子。
If the affliction was bad eyesight,
如果那根刺是眼疾，
Only those who suffer from bad eyesight would have identified with him.
只有患眼疾的人才能了解他。
If it was depression,
如果是忧郁症，
Only those who suffer from depression would have been able to identify with him.
只有患忧郁症的人才能了解他。
But this way, we can all imagine him hurting with whatever hurts us.
但如果没有明说，我们就可以将自己的痛苦想象成他的痛苦。
This way, we all can imagine him suffering with what makes us suffer.
也可以将他的痛苦想象成我们的痛苦。
This way, we all can imagine him agonizing with whatever makes us agonize.
就可以与他感同身受。
This godly man quietly asked the Lord to intervene and deliver him quickly, just like you and I often do.
这位敬虔的人如同你我一样，默默地求神来拯救他。
But I want you to look at God's response.
但我邀请你来看看神的回应。
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
Whatever your hurt may be,
无论你的伤痛是什么，
Whatever your suffering is,
无论你的苦难是什么，
Whatever your pain feels like,
无论你的疼痛如何难忍，
Whatever your grieving that is crushing you,
无论你的悲伤如何沉重，
God's promise for you is the same.
神给你的应许始终是一样的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用的。
My grace will give you power to overcome.
我的恩典能给你力量胜过一切。
My grace will give you strength to persevere.
我的恩典能给你力量去忍耐。
My grace will give you sufficient weapons for victory.
我的恩典能给你足够的武器去得胜。
My grace will buoy you up above the raging waves.
我的恩典可以在惊涛骇浪中托住你。
My grace will propel you above the hurling winds.
我的恩典可以在狂风暴雨中保守你。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典是够你用的。
There are three things that I want to tell you about all of the thorns of the flesh.
我想告诉你三件事，就是关于这根刺。
And the sufficiency of the grace of God to overcome these thorns.
以及神够用的恩典使你胜过这一根刺。
I will only be able to give you the outline.And in the next broadcast, I will go through these points one by one.
我只会给你一个大纲，下次节目里我再一一详细解释。
Let me encourage you to tune in because I know you will be encouraged and uplifted.
我鼓励大家按时收听这个节目。
Here is the outline.
下面就是大纲。
Number one.
第一。
Satan is the manufacturer of all thorns.
撒旦是所有刺的制造者。
Number two.
第二。
God's grace is able to take away the sting.
神的恩典可以挪去毒钩。
Number three.
第三。
God's grace brings roses out of thorns.
神的恩典使刺中长出玫瑰来。
Now we will look at these three things in more details in our next broadcast.
下次节目我们会来详细的看这三点。
Be sure to join us then.
请大家准时收听。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
上我有谁？白天太阳和夜间月亮都不能伤害我。亲爱主，除了你以外，在地上我有谁？我出我入，你都保护我，从今世到永远。你握我手，你引导我，经过那流泪谷，古城泉源之地，盖满秋雨之福。你慈爱比生命更好，我要因你欢喜。我欢乐而出，我欢呼前往，你爱永远长存。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。原来神把这根刺放在保罗身上并没有移开是有他的美意，那就是让我们更深入的来认识神的恩典。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们自己身上的刺又是什么呢？让我们可以像保罗一样，不要定睛在自身的痛苦挣扎之上，而是注目在耶稣的身上。因着神的恩典，耶稣担当了我们的软弱。亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
是